When Jeannie Jackson moved from the East Bay to the Mendocino Coast, she quickly became enthralled by the abundance of nature that surrounded her there.
My husband and I live on a rocky knoll in Anchor Bay. And there was an elderly woman when we moved there 20 years ago. She had lived there since the 1930s, and she never lost her joy of seeing a whale spout. And when she would see them heading north, because she lived a little south of us, she would call me. It was the first sharing of a nature sighting. And I came to realize that not everybody is going to see these things. I mean, you have to be lucky to see a humpback breach, or you have to really pay attention to see the first wildflower in the forest bloom in the winter. So to share them with others was the whole idea behind my column.
That column, a regular feature in the Gualala newspaper, the Independent Coast Observer, has now been running for 10 years under the banner of Mendonoma Sightings.
Mendonoma is a made-up word of Sonoma and Mendocino counties. And people have been sending in their nature sightings. And I also get a lot of photographs, too. And the photographs gave me a very good feel for what you could hope or expect to see in nature each month of the year.
Jackson has now drawn from that extensive body of work to write and publish her book, Mendonoma Sightings Throughout the Year. The title, she says, reveals its organizational framework.
It's by month and by season. I started it with the month of March because that's the month of the first day of spring, and worked our way through.
And as the title further suggests, this is a very visual volume, with striking color photographs on almost every page.
The vast majority are from Craig Tooley. He's a photographer who lives on the Sea Ranch. And I asked him to collaborate with me on the book to show the things that I wanted to show each month of the year. But no one photographer could get everything I wanted, so there's 27 others that let me use their work too.
But Jackson was also out to be informative for both adults and children.
I did a lot of research on what I called fun facts. A fun fact for a blue whale would be when a blue whale's mouth is totally open, a bull elephant can fit inside. That's how big this animal is.
Beyond beautiful pictures and interesting narratives, Jackson says her underlying message is not really about reading at all.
Back away from the devices and get out there in nature and see for yourself what's going on. It just takes the time and paying attention, and it's a gift that you give yourself because to spend time in nature is healing.
But she also cautions that fully appreciating nature means being mindful about how to coexist with it.
Living on the coast, we have to learn to live with the wildlife that was there before us. The fact that we have a black bear amble through now and then is nothing out of the ordinary. What becomes a problem is when we leave our garbage outside. If we have a freezer outside and the bear comes and rips the door off, that's not the bear's fault, it's our fault.
Jackson's self-published Mendonoma Sightings book is available at independent gift shops and bookstores up and down the North Coast. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.